Hello, this is Gerard Crispin with Thought for the Day from the Bible. We're looking at Psalm 37 today, just a selection from its 40 verses, and then an outline of the whole psalm. Here's a selection of David. Do not fret because of evil men, or be envious of those who do wrong. For like the grass they will soon wither, like green plants they will soon die away. Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and enjoy safe pasture. Delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. Commit your way to the Lord, trust in him, and he will do this. For evil men will be cut off, but those who hope in the Lord will inherit the land. A little while, and the wicked will be no more. Though you look for them, they will not be found. Better the little that the righteous have than the wealth of many wicked. For the power of the wicked will be broken, but the Lord upholds the righteous. The days of the blameless are known to the Lord, and their inheritance will endure forever. The days of the blameless are known to the Lord, and their inheritance will endure forever. In times of disaster they will not wither. In days of famine they will enjoy plenty. But the wicked will perish. The Lord's enemies will be like the beauty of the fields. They will vanish, vanish like smoke. Turn from evil and do good. Then you will dwell in the land forever. For the Lord loves the just and will not forsake his faithful ones. They will be protected forever. But the offspring of the wicked will be cut off. The righteous will inherit the land and dwell in it forever. Wait for the Lord and keep his way. He will exalt you to inherit the land. When the wicked are cut off, you will see it. But all sinners will be destroyed. The future of the wicked will be cut off. The salvation of the righteous comes from the Lord. He is their stronghold in time of trouble. The Lord helps them and delivers them. He delivers them from the wicked and saves them, because they take refuge in him. I'm calling this the wicked and the righteous. I have read to you a selection from the 40 verses of Psalm 37. Please read all of it and ask God to speak to you through it. And now here is the outline of Psalm 37. Verses 1 to 8. If you know the Lord, do not fret or envy because of sinful men. Trust in, delight in, commit to, be still and wait before the Lord. He will bless you. Verses 9 to 17. Do not be angry or fret. Evil men will be cut off. If you follow and trust God, you will inherit the land and peace despite sinful foes. God upholds his own. Verses 18 to 29. List from these verses what God does if you trust him. Compare it with the end of the wicked. If you turn from sin to trust in Jesus, who died in your place to take the judgment for your sins, a blessed, enduring, future inheritance, heaven, is for you. He is near now to bless you. The wicked perish, cut off without blessings. God guides, loves, upholds and provides for the godly. He blesses their children. The application is turn from evil and do good. What better good than to trust Jesus and follow him? This leads to not being forsaken by God, his protection, and a home in heaven. Not so the wicked. Verses 30 to 38. Again, compare those saved by God's grace with the wicked. God's wisdom, presence, help, keeping, uplifting, peace, and future are signs of his love for those who trust him, even with cruel and committed enemies to face, the eternal destruction of those cut off from God and not restored by repentance and faith seems so sad. God's arms are open. Verses 39 to 40. Look at the salvation that God offers those he now regards as righteous. that is even more amazing, because by nature all sinners are not righteous, but definitely unrighteous and wicked. But the Lord Jesus Christ, whose shed blood cleanses all who believe in him from all their sins, is the one whose perfect righteousness is counted for guilty sinners as they plead for his mercy, turn from their wicked ways, and receive Christ in their hearts. He now is their stronghold in times of trouble. He helps and delivers them. He saves them. Why? Because they take refuge in him. Have you asked Jesus into your life to save you? And are you taking your refuge in him? God bless you.